Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Right.
And that type of message is still
the good news of God is that you can, by the grace of God, turn around after you've gone the wrong way and come back to God.
That's right.
That's good news. In other words, you have a second chance. When God says repent, by the way, he's holding out his hand of grace and saying repent. In other words, it's not too late.
That's Amen. Right.
You haven't gone too far, which is an awesome thing because some of us, I'm going to speak for myself, I had gone a long way, the wrong way. I'm not going to speak for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I know all y'all been saved,
yeah.
All y'all lives.
Speak
Amen.
For me,
Amen.
Speak for me.
But we was going 110 miles an hour the wrong way. Amen.
Amen.
And God had these signs, it's like flashing, neon, you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. My wife used to have a little tag thing that was on her car that said, God allows U-turn.
Yeah.
And basically what repentance is a U-turn. When you realize I'm going the wrong way.
Amen.
What do you do when you go down the wrong way? You're going down
go
the right way the wrong way.
You find an exit and turn around.
You turn around and get back on the right way.
That's
so
right.
This is what Jesus was saying. He was saying, repent. Kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, there's a better way than the way you were going. And so when he says that, we have to understand that's the same message we need to tell people.
That's right.
Is to repent, turn around.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there's a better way. But you have to understand that you are going the wrong way. Sheila G.
That's right. A lot of people, first of all, don't realize they don't realize they're going the wrong way, or they feel like they're going the wrong way and it's too late for them to repent. How many times have we heard people say, I'm going to come back to church after
Uh-oh.
I get myself together?
Uh-oh.
And not realizing you can't get yourself together.
So
they're not trusting in the Lord to help them to get themselves together. They're trusting in themselves and trying to get themselves together. But when they say that, they're just opening the door for Satan to say, mm-hmm,
right.
Stay
right.
on out there
stay
because
out
you're
there.
Not worthy. Well, mm-hmm. none of us is worthy.
Amen. There it is.
But God, that's why Jesus died on the cross and rose again.
Yeah.
So that he would make us worthy by
yeah.
his death, burial, and resurrection.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus.
The
and
blood
so
of
you
Jesus.
Come back to and repent,
yeah.
then he can make you whole again. You cannot get yourself together.
Amen. And Dr. G, what is it about us saying that my way is wrong and God's way is right? What takes us to the point where we have to say, all right, my way is wrong. God, I'm repenting. I'm not going my way, but I'm going your way now. What does it take?
It's almost it's almost a thing where God has to let us get to the point where we are completely hit rock bottom,
mm-hmm.
because initially we don't think we're going in the wrong direction, or we don't think we're doing anything that's too bad or any of that nature. But we get up on those little high horses,
right?
And the Lord has to knock us off, and get us to a point where we are on our knees, completely looking up into heaven
mm-hmm.
for help.
Amen.
Amen. We
you hit rock bottom,
mm-hmm.
and then when we ran out of all of our resources,
Amen.
Which is nothing,
Amen.
Because the Bible says all of our righteousness is but filthy rags.
That's right.
Woo.
And then they realize that wait a minute, something's wrong with this thing because
mm-hmm.
I keep doing the wrong thing the wrong way and keep having the same wrong results.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's because we're walking on sight and not by faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So since we're walking by sight, we're like, okay, does it feel good? Does it not feel good? Oh, I think it feels good, but even though I know it feels good now, it may not
exactly.
feel good later, but I'm going to live for the moment.
And that's the great charade that Satan will put in front of your
yeah.
eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be good over here. It's
mm-hmm.
terrible over there. Don't go that way. That way's too hard.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Come this way. And he put
exactly.
that great charade, that great deception, just like he did with Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
This great deception. Oh, don't do
yeah.
that. God just doesn't want you to be like him.
Right, right, right.
He's
right.
going to hold it back from you.
Right.
And you go hook, line, and sinker into the wrong direction. This message was the same message that John the Baptist preached. Is the same message that Jesus is preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. G should be the same message
it
we were preaching.
It is. I mean, nothing has changed. I mean, the day and the time, the year and all of that, but pretty much sin is sin.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is still tempting us in the same way. We're still giving in, doing the same old thing. And so we ought to be preaching repent for the kingdom of heaven that's at hand.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of preachers don't want to preach that because we want folk to like us.
Oh my goodness.
You know, we want the congregation to listen.
Oh
you
my
know,
goodness.
I tell folks I could care less.
I know
see,
that's
I've
right.
got my stuff.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
I'm working on my I'm just doing what the Lord told me to do.
Amen.
To help you get yours.
Amen. And when we go down to Matthew 4, verse 18, it says,
mm-hmm.
And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren called Peter and Andrew, his mm-hmm. brother, casting nets into the sea, for they were fishers. And this is so profound, Sheila G., is that ministry is in motion.
Mm. Right.
If you say that God has called you into ministry, somebody here get their foot stepped on. Amen.
Yeah.
You need to be in motion.
Amen.
You can't sit on that thing.
Amen.
Ouch.
And not going backwards.
Amen. It's in motion. He was walking. What does he say? In Jesus, verse 18, Jesus
walking by
the sea of God. In other words, he was moving forward with purpose, with a plan and with a purpose. And there's too many people in the church sitting on their bottom.
Hello.
Y'all might as well say
amen. Let's keep this thing real.
Sitting on your bottom and ain't walking nowhere.
Right.
We can walk to the mall or to the 7-Eleven or Giant or to the Safeway or whatever your store it is and walk and tell somebody about
Amen.
The good news of Jesus.
Amen.
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 If you just tell one person, Lord have mercy. But
one
we
person.
Won't sit in the four walls, amen,
mm-hmm.
get the preacher, is
mm-hmm.
happy, amen, go back and don't tell nobody about nothing.
Right. Right, and then don't even allow our lives to speak because we're going back into that mess and not portraying the life of a Christian life. So at least someone can say,
"Amen."
I want to get some of what you're getting.
Amen. And
how do I do that?
And that's where this next thing comes about: Christians being disciples. Amen. Mm-hmm. In order to get someone to follow us,
here we go.
We got to live something, Dr.
That's
G.
Right.
Amen.
That they can follow.
Amen.
And so when Jesus walked before those brothers in verse 19, Matthew 4:19 says, and he said unto them, follow me. See, that's the problem with our discipleship and our ministry, amen. If we ain't can I use a double negative?
Go ahead.
We ain't living nothing,
uh-huh.
amen, for anybody to follow.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all want me to be the bad guy, but it's the truth. I mean, when you look at the majority of the Christians, whether they have a title or not, you know, to live and follow after Christ means that you've got to sacrifice self.
Ooh.
You've got to give up your desires,
Ooh.
What you want, and it's all got to be all about what God wants for you. And in that whole thing, we're not willing to give it up. That's why I said in the beginning, you know, we'll preach those nice, fancy little sermons to give people something good. We'll turn, beat on the podium, do everything to make it seem like we done something.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to be preaching that same kind of message. We need to be doing it in the way that the Lord Jesus did.
Amen.
Amen.
And Sheila G., when someone's following you,
mm-hmm.
amen, you can lead, and so many times Christians lead other people astray.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right, because they're not following Christ. They're following themselves. And that's why it's important for us to follow him first.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then we can be fishers of men.
Exactly. And that's what discipleship is about, is you learn Christ.
Amen.
And then you allow that what you have learned to become a part of your life. In other words, you become the word alive.
All right.
You get the word of God, and you become the word. In other words, you become the living word, the visible word, walking in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then people can see that.
Amen.
And people can follow that.
Amen.
And like Dr. G was saying, but too many times people wanted people to follow them and not Christ.
Amen.
Because they want people to make them feel good.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes when you're following Christ, you're uncomfortable. And he wants you to be uncomfortable so you'll be motivated to
Amen.
Do and not sit back on your loins. You know,
right.
a lot of times when we come over that a victory, we still feel that pain, even though we're victorious, but we still
right.
are knowledgeable of that pain so that we can stay humble.
Right.
because as soon as we get into that better situation, we've come through that storm. It's like, okay, Lord, you can get back on the shelf.
Yeah, let it go. Too many times that's happened.
I'm good, man. Yeah.
Got my fix.
I got my fix. I got my victory. Mm-hmm. I got this job. I got some money. I got my car.
Yep.
And now I don't need you anymore, Lord.
Yep. Holler at you.
Right.
And you know, sitting here listening to Sheila G., it probably get me in trouble, but I'm going to put it out there. Since she lost that job,
yeah,
God had to get her attention,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
in order to prepare her to leave.
Right.
Amen.
And I've watched those young women within the church grow within the last 6 or 7 months since mm-hmm. she has been out of work.
Amen.
Because she's preaching Christ and leading them not just with lip service,
amen,
but by the way that she's living, mm-hmm. so that now you can see the growth,
yeah,
in them.
Yes,
they didn't even know that.
There it is.
Visible because of what she's doing.
Amen. And this is the whole thing about ministry and discipleship. It's not about us.
Mm-mm.
Too many times you hear people say, it's not about us, it's not about me. But a lot of times that's just lip service.
Right,
amen.
It is about them.
And so he could say this in verse 19, and he said unto them, this is Matthew 4:19, and he said unto them, follow me. Mm-hmm. So how many of us can say, follow me, that I'm a true disciple of Christ, follow me? Look at ourselves in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Look at ourselves in the mirror.
Amen.
Can anybody follow you? Some of us can't even follow us to the bathroom. Lord have mercy.
Lead them astray. Go to the men's room instead of the women's room.
Oh, Lord, follow me. So when we ask, ourselves that in the mirror on a daily basis, can somebody follow me?
All right. Mm-hmm.
That's a very good question. That's a look in the mirror question.
Mm-hmm. Can somebody follow me? Is it do as I say or do as I do?
Mm-hmm.
Christian.
Amen.
And it's supposed to be the same.
Amen. And sometimes we have to examine that and say, wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Am I at that point where I can say because of the word I have inside of me, I become the word alive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so now that because I'm a word alive, I can disciple somebody else,
right,
and tell them to follow me
as I follow Christ.
Mm-hmm. Is what Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Am I at that point?
Mm-hmm.
Am I working toward that point?
Right.
Well, you know what? I'm getting ready to interject something. Most folk aren't because they haven't grown as close to the Lord where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting things get in the way,
mm-hmm.
so that they don't have time for the Lord. They don't have time for prayer. They don't have time for the word. They don't have time for that relationship to develop so that no one can follow them because they're not leading anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when you see them, they're too busy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there goes that busy word.
Mm. Yeah. And that's serious. That's serious.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lead anybody because you're too busy
mm-hmm.
to learn how to lead
by you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's,
I mean, we want to fit God into our schedule. And it don't work like that.
No, not realizing that God gave us that schedule.
Amen.
It, the truth be known, our time is God's time.
Mm-hmm.
But we only want to give him, people want to give him a little bit of time. He gave you 100% of your time.
Amen.
Right.
You're just not using the time that he gave you wisely.
Wow.
But it's his time. It's not our time.
Mm-mm.
So this whole thing of maturing and getting to a point where you can be a leader where someone can follow you, it takes some time.
Right.
And commitment.
And those are some of the biggest hurdles for mm-hmm. The Christian is time and commitment. It's a big hurdle. It's a big challenge because it requires us to get less and less of our will and get more and more of God's will. And it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus is calling, getting his earthly ministry started, and he's calling disciples to him. And he's telling them to repent and to follow. In other words, you know, believe by faith, repent, believe the good news, and then follow Christ. Learn what he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where our challenge is getting people to realize the importance of following Christ, so people can follow us. I think sometimes people will go after different occupations or jobs or sports, or we have so many things that we follow after. We want to be like this girl. We want to be like this athlete, or we want to be like this person in our job or in our field. And we put a lot of energy and effort to mimic what those people are. We read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, mm-hmm. or I forget the name, what the name of the book was, and we put efforts into all of these things to follow all these things. But God said, if you seek him first,
amen,
all the things will be added.
Then all those things will be added unto you. So we have to learn to follow him. Mm-hmm. But these simple words in verse 19, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. In other words, watch me, and then duplicate what I do.
And so often we put more stock in people than we do in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're so concerned about what people think about
people pleasers.
We're always concerned about whether it's like we want to make a step, but if we beat it, then how's everybody going to see this? How's everybody? We're looking for people to validate.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you know that you're doing it unto the Lord, it doesn't matter whether or not they're just people.
Exactly.
Right? That was one thing I learned when I lost my job. Before I lost it, when I had to make a stance to either go the way that they were going or stand alone, I stood alone because I said they're just people.
People, exactly.
They don't have a heaven or a hell to put me through.
Nope. That's right. That's right.
So, and my God is way more powerful.
Exactly.
So either, as long as I'm knowing that I'm doing right by him, it doesn't matter to me what people think.
There you go.
You wouldn't say, if I perish, let me perish.
That's it. And you have to stand on it. You have to stand on the word and realize that it's not always going to be a popularity.
Uncomfortable.
If you're a pastor and you preaching the word of God, you're not going to be popular. You're not going to be popular.
No.
It's going to ruffle some feathers. People are going to get in their jaws and behinds on their back, upset, and it's just going to have to let it lay where it lay.
Right.
And so when he says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men, in other words, follow Christ.
He'll validate
you, and then you can begin to walk in your ministry because you're following him and you're not following man.
Right.
Too many times people follow man instead of following Christ, and you can't be people pleasers. You have to be a Christ pleaser.
That's right.
And ministry is something where you have to make that stand. You have to say, all right, we're gonna do it God's way. Everybody's not gonna like it, but this is the way we're going. And when you do that, what happens is people will either be with you or they won't. So, you know, you're gonna have some opposition. So he finishes up in verse 20. He says, and they straightway left their net and followed him. In other words, they left their way and went his way.
Mm-hmm. Straight way.
Wow.
Straight way is an important word.
Wow.
That is an important word in that verse, straight way. They didn't hesitate. They didn't call their buddies.
No.
They didn't look at their situation. They didn't say, but I've been doing this. My experience has told me that I need to do this. My intellect says I'm supposed to do this. But I've been doing, you just want, follow you where.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. And we went hit him with what happened was
that there was no, it was like, okay, because Christ says it, that settles it.
Amen.
I'm doing it.
Amen.
Even though it really does not make sense for me to leave my livelihood.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I have to provide for me, what I know works for me, has been working for a while to make sure I eat, feed, and have shelter over my head. But Christ said it. He knows the beginning and the end. I'm going to step on off stage because I believe in him.
Yeah.
And go.
And that's something
that's very difficult. That straightway thing when Christ says.
It's very difficult.
We're like, well, Lord, you sure?
Because,
and
like
I'm,
you said,
I'm
we see with
myself.
Our eyes. You talking about yourself? Because you see with your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this is a faith thing.
Amen.
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 Sort of like when he called Brother Abram, when he was in his land and comfortable with his family. He said, "Go, and I'll show you when you just go, and I'm gonna show you where I'm gonna lead you."
Right.
He didn't tell him where he was.
No.
It's sort of like us. He said, well, just go head south down 95, and I'm going to tell you where I want you to go.
Amen.
Right. And all you got is $20 in the tank. go south 95, and I'll tell you. And so in his ministry, he's pulling people out. And here it is. Everybody going to be mad at me because he's pulling people out of their comfort zone.
Amen.
Everybody in Heart of God running now. They hiding their eyes.
Yeah.
They don't want to come nowhere. Pastor come, they're going to run the other way. Because we're pulling people out of their what?
Comfort zone. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, we say we're pulling people out of it. And I can say this because I'm a witness. Me too. Me too. Yeah, to pull me out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
But
thank
in
you,
hindsight,
Lord.
Now that I've been through it,
yeah.
He freed me out of bondage.
Well, there you go.
We say we're in our comfort zone.
But you're bound.
But you're actually
in bondage.
And you don't realize you're in bondage. We just, like the lion that's been taken out of that's grown up in captivity,
right.
Doesn't realize, you know what, you need to be in Africa somewhere free.
Exactly. And so this is to come out your comfort zone moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Church, you got to come out your comfort zone.
Come on.
Well, I don't want to tell anybody about Jesus because they might close the door on my face, or they might say no, or they might look at me funny, or they might look at me strange, or I don't want to acknowledge my calling because I'm not ready, and I might not be able to do it right, or I don't want to do this in ministry because I don't want to exercise my gift because this might be, and on and on and on and on, and Jesus says, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
Amen.
It's not about you.
Amen.
And I'm not asking you to do it by yourself because I'm right there with you.
Dr. G.
Let me throw this in. My sister-in-law was buried this week. I didn't get to the funeral, but she was telling me about it. And one of the preachers that was preaching or whatever, they were telling a story about her name was Justine. And they a lot of folks thought that she was a little bit off rocker, but he told the story of when she was bold enough to go out into it. It didn't matter where she went, and she would always tell folk about Christ.
Yeah.
They would say.
And there were occasions when people thought she was crazy.
Yeah.
And I throw that in because a lot of times we are afraid to step out of that comfort zone because people are going to think that we're crazy, that we're Jesus freaks, that we're religious nuts.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a freak for Jesus.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm just as nutty as
I can be because
of the Lord.
I love
because
it.
Of what
I love
he has
it.
Done in my life.
I love it.
And because I've stepped out of that comfort zone, I mean, I'm working on what? Going on 42 years of preaching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a young man when I started, and I haven't lost anything, but I've gained so much.
Mm-hmm.
And what we fail to realize is that when Jesus says that I came that you might have life,
right?
You know, we look at life in our terms, but God can give us life in a much bigger way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He can take care of the job. He can take care of the family.
Mm-hmm.
He can take care of the marriage, the money,
come on.
It all.
Come
That's
on.
Right.
Come on.
That's
so
right.
When he says, follow me, and he wants us to go.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, my whole attitude growing up in the young in ministry was, and my thing was, my job is working for Jesus.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And whatever is right, he'll pay. That was
yes,
my
yes,
motto.
Yes,
and
will.
I still believe that.
Yes, he will.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's good stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I say to the church, he's pulling you out of your
comfort zone.
Like Sheila G and Dr. G said, but he's doing it so you can have a life more abundant. So
Amen.
You can
right.
come out of bondage.
Amen.
Right.
Of what the enemy, you have all these gifts and you have all this anointing and all this power. Amen. But you're comfortable.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, come on out of
come
here,
out.
Follow
mm-hmm.
me, and use that thing to my glory. He said, and I'll make you the fishers of men.
All right.
Right.
But we're so worried about our skill and our talent and how I'm going to do it. And how
people are going to feel.
And how people gonna feel in my shortcomings. I can't do this.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Isn't that what Moses said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And God said, here's the tools. This one, you do this. Here's my staff. Here's Aaron. Here's okay, and he's gonna give us all the tools.
And this is the basics of ministry. And so when you study the Bible, you say, well, how did ministry start? This is the basics of ministry.
Mm-hmm.
This
yeah.
is how it started. This is going back to square one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry.
Right.
The church of God should go back and look at, look, what is the basis of ministry? We have turned it into, I call it entertainment.
Amen.
We've turned it into entertainment.
Oh, I saw that at a funeral.
It becomes entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to get back to the basis of the word, or these places in people's lives where they are.
Mm-hmm.
They got so much entertainment in the world. Why is the church coming alongside wanting to entertain?
Amen.
When you need to know what is the basics of repenting before the kingdom of heaven is at hand, to be able to know that you can have a relationship with God and that his grace and his mercy have come and presented it to you right where you are at this moment in time, so you can be able to get right with God and be able to live an abundant life. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's just basic.
Mm-hmm.
But we throw so much stuff in it to keep people's attention and try to keep them, you know, mesmerized or hoodwinked and bamboozled in some cases, amen,
right. mm-hmm.
to the point where they do what man says and what instead of what
God
says. But Jesus said, he said, I will make you fishers of men.
Amen.
And in other words, he's saying, you're fishing, but I'm going to make you fishers of men. And this is so important, that there are souls out there that need to hear this word.
Mm.
And the way Jesus left for us to do it is to do it this way.
Amen. Amen.
To go to the lost souls to do it this way.
That's
Amen.
Right.
I don't know a better way.
That's right.
That's right.
Sheila G.
No.
And the sad thing about that whole business is that as churches, you know, we're doing people a disservice because we're turning so many people away because of foolishness and nonsense. Within the church. I mean, I heard one church, they don't do funerals on Saturday.
Hmm.
So my brother had to wait 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
To bury his wife. Then the snow came, and they couldn't even change their policy for the Saturday. He had to wait that following Monday.
Oh, my goodness.
It leaves a bad taste
yeah.
in people's lives about the church.
Exactly. Especially in those times of need.
Right.
In those times of need.
And it's not biblical, because we're supposed to do it until the least of these.
You know,
we're
exactly.
supposed to love our brother, but you have rehearsal on Saturday, so she's not going to be able to have her family at the funeral on Monday. Then you're just going through the motions.
Right, and it becomes religion.
Amen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Instead of mercy.
And, okay, we can't come out of our comfort zone.
Right, exactly, because we've done it this way all of this time.
Right.
But you need to leave that net
exactly.
and follow Christ.
And Amen. Come out of bondage.
Amen. Amen. I know that's right. And so here again, he's straightway in verse 20. And straightway, this is Matthew 4:20, and they straightway left their nets and followed him. It's just so basic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just basic. Go down to verse 21. And going on from there, since, amen, here it is, saw others too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So start with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to another two.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to another two.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so difficult for us to talk to one or two people?
Because we're not talking about what we want to talk about.
Because Christ. We're scared of what they might say.
Uh-huh.
One
about
or two
bottom
people.
Line.
Or
that's
two.
The bottom line.
Ain't gonna talk Jesus to nobody.
One or two.
No, because we are so busy wanting people to like us, to be validated. Not to turn against us, or not to have a certain way to feel about us. Well, God is telling us to plant the seed.
Amen.
They may not be receptive initially,
Amen.
But because of something that you say, maybe when they actually are back and thinking about it, they're like, you know what, maybe
mm-hmm.
there is a better way.
Yeah.
And not just plant the seed, but the way that you plant it.
Yeah.
Right.
And how you carry yourself before
yeah.
more people.
I mean,
right.
now, if they turn their back and you get mad and cuss them out, I mean, you've done more disservice than
right.
you can to get them drawn towards you.
But it's, again, it's not so much I'm doing this because this is what Christ has compelled me to do.
Yeah.
This is, I'm being obedient to Christ. It's like I'm doing this, but how is it going to make me feel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Am I going to feel rejected? Am I going to feel dejected? Am I going to feel that I'm not getting through? Am I going to be frustrated?
Right.
Well, it's not about how we feel.
Right. Exactly.
And with that, too, we've got to understand we can't save anybody.
No.
That comes from the Lord.
Right.
Exactly.
But if we do what he says,
mm-hmm.
we can lead them in the right direction.
There you go. That whole following thing is so powerful, is that I'm coming out of my comfort zone and I'm following Christ in order for others to be able to follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we used to play that game, follow the leader.
Amen.
Remember
yeah.
that game?
Oh, yeah.
Play follow the leader. And you have to get to the point where I'm understanding this is the way to just reach two.
Mm-hmm.
And if you train those two correctly,
then
those two
others.
Can reach another two.
Amen.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
And we're all following Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all following Christ, going the same way. And what happens is when you're on one accord following Christ, what happens is the ministry that Christ demonstrated will begin to bear the fruit that Christ intended for it to bear. And it won't be just about numbers, but it'll be about people being true disciples.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a church full of heathens.
Amen. A bunch of devils in there.
And only a handful of disciples.
Right.
I know that's right, Dr. T.
Amen. It's the truth. And I mean, I'm not talking about churches, but you got a lot of mega churches with a bunch of devils in it.
Full of heathens.
And nobody, and you know, you hear different things. Oh, I just love my church. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what are you doing?
Right. Mm. Are you just sitting there on Sunday soaking in the word of God and then sitting on it?
Mm. Comfort zone.
Instead of using it to go and help others. If you have the love for your brother, then you should want to give that brother the same thing that you have, the comfort, and to be blessed just as you're being blessed.
Right. And I say this with all seriousness, is if you're not satisfied with the way your community is
mm-hmm.
running, what are you going to do about it? Sit home and complain? And you know that the best way, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life,
Amen.
And you have the power and the message, what are you going to do about it?
Amen.
If you know that this neighborhood or this neighbor or this one or this problem or this problem and all of these things are existing and you hear about it on the 4 o'clock news and you go, that's terrible. You hear about it on the 5 o'clock news, you say, that's terrible. You hear it on the 6 o'clock news, that's terrible. Some folk even got 7 o'clock news, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Watch a few TV shows, amen. And then you hear about it on the 10 o'clock news.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. Hear about it on the 11 o'clock news. So you done heard it on the news 7 times, amen. And all you said was, that's terrible.
Terrible.
What are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
We all of us somewhere in our community, we can look around and say, that would be better if that was handled Christ-like. That would be handled better. And focus in on that, ask God to lead you into that, follow him to focus in on that area, amen. And then everyone that was in church getting the word, we follow the disciples, then we can make a difference in the community that we're in.
Amen.
Because we will be disciples, followers of Christ, making an impact in the community that we're in. And I'm serious about this because mm-hmm. a lot of times that's all we do is we shake our head, wag our head, oh, this is terrible, this is terrible. Then people have lost their mind, they acting crazy,
mm-hmm.
acting like fools. This should be this way, this should be that way. But what are we doing following Christ? Are we following Christ to make a difference?
Amen. That's true.
If you got problems in the school, are we following Christ to make a difference in the school?
Mm-hmm.
Are we volunteering once a month?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a problem with the police department?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, here we go. Are we reaching out to the police department?
Mm-hmm. Time to shoot them up.
Are we engaging the fire department?
Right.
Are we engaging our Congress people?
Are we going out to vote?
Oh my goodness. Are we going out to vote? Are we taking care of our civic duties of voting and participating in our children's lives? What are we doing?
Right.
But complain. All we want to do is be entertained
right.
and complain.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, this whole thing of following Christ is that you're learning to be Christ-like, but if you look in your community and you see these problems in your community, the answer to it is Christ-likeness.
Amen.
The answer to it is for them to learn how to follow Christ and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not getting drunk and running into stuff.
Amen.
The White House. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
That they can be sober on the job.
Amen.
That they won't, you know, be, you know, shooting the police or participating in racist songs, you know.
Amen.
You know, about hanging people and,
right.
and crazy stuff like that. If you see those problems in the area, what are we doing about it?
Amen.
Are we engaging? Are we engaging those areas with the Christ-likeness that Christ can cause those things to be turned around?
Right.
And so, you know, studying the Word of God, getting the Word of God in, is for a purpose,
mm-hmm.
to be able to get people to see that the kingdom of heaven is at hand right now.
Right. Amen.
And that there's a way to be able to live for God.
Right.
But we who are followers of the Christ have to be able to go and be these lights in our community to shine light in darkness so people can see that there's a better way. And we can't do it in these four walls,
mm-hmm.
or in our homes or our seat of do nothing.
Amen.
And I think the older we get, the less of that we do, because we get very comfortable. I picked up my daughter from school to go with me someplace right after school, and she was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, why are you hungry? You had chicken in your lunch. Why are you hungry?
Right.
And she said, well, one of the girls at school, she was really upset, and she was like banging her head up against the locker, and they came and got me, and they said that she needed to talk to me. And she was banging her head, and she's like, I'm tired of the drama. I'm tired of
right.
stuff going back and forth, blah, blah, blah. And she said, I wanted my life to be over. I just wanted to be over. I just wanted to be over. And my daughter looked at her and said, first of all, ending your life is not an option.
All right.
And she said, then she proceeded to tell her that what you need to do is pray.
Amen.
And you pray to God, and you have him to give you the strength. And then once you pray to God, then after that, you need to, one, make up in your mind, you're going to stop running your mouth, gossiping, and then all this stuff comes back.
All right, all right.
Stop skipping class.
All right.
You're going to go to class. You're going to do what you're going to do. And when your friend, and she said, she told the girl, and it can't be lip service.
All right, man.
She said, because you're saying it now, you're saying you're agreeing with it now, but if you really want it, and then she put in another friend.
Yeah.
And they're like, you really want God to help you, then you need to say, I'm going to do this. So when all these other people come to you and say, okay, let's skip class,
yeah.
you got to have it. If you need us, call us.
Yeah,
and
exactly,
we'll tell you
exactly.
to go to class. But that's the boldness at that age.
Yeah, yeah.
And we, you know, I'm listening to her, and I'm like, you know, that's the boldness that we should have as adults.
As a child. Childlike faith.
Childlike faith.
Amen.
It's like that girl could have told her, look, what are
you
telling me to pray
for? Get out
of
my face, right. Yeah. That childlike faith.
Because at that point, she, you know, for her to be banging her head up against the thing.
Yeah.
And she skipped her lunch.
Yeah, yeah. In the midst of all that.
And that is something that we need to have as adults, to be bold like that.
And that's the whole thing of mm-hmm. making disciples.
Right.
Following Christ and getting involved as a church, being bold enough to get involved with
right.
the situations of life.
Right.
That the Word of God would be so powerful that people would say, that's the option I need to turn to,
mm-hmm.
instead of this drug or this alcohol
right.
or this boo
right.
or this, you know, weed or this, you know, you got states making marijuana legal so everybody can be smoked up.
All right.
To try to deal with something.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, if people make it legal, they make it legal, but we who are of the Word of God, we have to give them another option to say, you might
right.
get smoked up and you might feel good for a little bit, but you're going to have to get smoked up again.
Right.
Because
the issues that are causing you to go there.
Right.
Go there.
The problem. Or,
and you can't resolve it
right.
if your head's not right.
Right. And so you have to give them the other option. And so where's the church right now giving people another option like your daughter did? Give them another option.
Mm-hmm.
This is the option that you need. And that's where we are. We're stuck to the point where we're not going out and telling them, hey, this is what the world is saying,
mm-hmm.
but this is what God is saying.
Right.
And this is where it works. You tried that,
yeah.
and you're still stuck in the same place.
Right.
Try Jesus.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where we have to get. And this is it. He called this person. He called these two. He called these two. And then those two ministered, and those two ministered. And that's where we have to be. We have to become the word alive everywhere we are. It can't just be in church on Sunday.
Right. Right.
It has to be everywhere that's the whole thing in discipleship. Jesus is Jesus all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples should be followers of Christ all the time.
And mm-hmm. we have to be open to it. Like I said, the key words that I saw, like in verse 20, was they straightway left.
Right.
Well, this one in verse 22, it says, and they immediately left the ship and their father.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
And followed him.
Priority.
So, right. So we have to be so close to Christ that it's like, okay, Lord, you want me to go down this aisle? You want me to go to the jail? You want me to go to the nursing home? You want me to?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You want me to talk to this person
yeah.
that's probably going to possibly cuss me out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And be take the ridicule of thinking that I'm crazy or nut.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. But how many of us are thankful now that somebody told us about the
right.
gospel,
exactly.
even in our standoffish.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. Especially when we're teenagers and our parents are trying to tell us we don't want to hear.
And you don't
it's
want
like,
to hear.
You just don't want me to have fun.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right.
But it's like, okay, now that you're becoming an adult, oh, now I get it.
Right. But those are the things that we need to teach the church. And we need to teach each other that we got to be Christ-like all the time, and that we should be demonstrating that to the situations and circumstances that come up in our community.
Right.
If I live in this community and I see an issue, then I should be have enough in the Word of God to say the Word of God and the power of God can handle that situation
mm-hmm.
and be able to take that to that situation and watch God work in that situation.
Right.
That will make the difference in our community. That will make a difference in our homes, in our churches. That'll make the difference. And so when we begin to start doing that, because the first century church, they had this reputation. I forget what the scripture was, Dr. G. It says, these are they that turned the world upside down.
That's right.
In other words, because they had faith in God
mm-hmm.
and they were following God's example, the first century church, everything was wrong in that area
mm-hmm.
of that time. They turned it upside down.
Amen.
But some kind of world has flipped that thing back over.
That's true. It has totally flipped it.
Flipped it back over, and we started to look more like the world than like
yeah.
Christ.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. And in every area, you know, you hit on some areas and some things that until we become like Christ, until we find that Holy Ghost boldness and, you know, we've got to step out of that human mental type thing and understand this is spiritual. You know, we're still fighting a spiritual battle. It's still spiritual.
Amen.
Amen.
Human emotion will get us in trouble.
All the time.
You know, and when we act, react, and do things in the human, we're going to mess up every time. And we will stay in that comfort zone. We won't, you know, take the higher road when there's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll walk away mad, upset, cussing and fussing, but won't do what the words say to resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to step away out of that human
mm-hmm.
Side of things.
There you go. Communication.
and then you begin to start seeing the results.
Right.
Is the result are because we're doing it God's way.
All right.
Amen.
And when you begin to start saying, okay, this is how it works, and not get weary. We were talking about this earlier in prayer service, is not to get weary,
right?
In doing
good.
You don't get weary in well doing, mm-hmm. and to realize that persistence that of your ancestors of the early church that got us this far,
that's right,
is the same persistence that we need to deal with it right now, and like you said, with your daughter and the next generation
mm-hmm.
to deal with it, is we got to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes people don't want to put the work in. People
mm-hmm.
want it easy peasy, cheesy,
right.
breezy, whatever
what
it
we're
is.
We're in a microwave society.
Yeah.
You got to put this in. If you want the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous to avail much, you got to get into prayer service.
Right.
Oh,
amen.
My gosh.
Amen.
Somebody told you something.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because that's communication. How else are you going to know when the Lord is speaking to you?
Mm-hmm. And if you want to rightly divide the word of God, you got to study.
Study. Amen. Study.
The other big toe got
stuck
on.
That's the only way to defeat the enemy. Is with.
But, you know, you hit on something there. We want it now. We want
everything
that God has for us.
We don't
right
want to
now.
Wait for anything.
You know, we are some of the most
impatient
individuals that I've ever seen. We don't want to wait on anything. We don't want to go through anything. If the Lord has promised us a new job, we want it now. If the Lord promised us a new car, we want it now. Got to have it now. Well, it don't work like that.
No.
I mean, God even took, 6 days to create the world?
Come on, man.
And then rest.
Hello. Amen. We've got to be realistic about this. And God reminds us over and over in his word that my ways are not like your ways.
They are.
And you cannot rush God.
No.
And God is not going to rush what he wants you to do.
Wow.
So if you want to be hard-headed and stiff-necked, he's going to let you be hard-headed and stiff-necked.
Mm.
He will let you go through what you're going through. And then when you get to the point where you can't go any further on your own, he will bring you down off that high horse and ask you, can you hear me now?
Amen.
Amen.
I love it. Can you hear me now?
Amen.
Which is why, like you said, when we go out and we're talking to others, we don't want to talk to others because we have this expectation we want them to be receptive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God himself said people have choice.
Hello. Yeah.
So if he himself is saying, I'm not going to force this on them,
uh-uh.
I'm going to feed it to you.
Right.
It's here.
Yeah. And that's your choice.
You have to choose it. So that's the same thing. When we're talking to people, we can't force it on them.
No.
God's not going to force it on them.
No.
Let them know it's there,
right.
But they still have to choose.
And that's ministry.
On them.
That's ministry.
On them.
Mm-hmm. And that's all Jesus said. He walked.
Right.
He followed
there.
Me. They had the choice.
They matter.
Out there.
But he didn't get mad.
No.
If they didn't follow him.
No,
that's hey, that's on you.
Yeah.
Right.
He didn't go poke his mouth out.
No.
But he kept on trying to get others.
He didn't say, I'm not doing
Amen.
This anymore. Who was it that got mad when the people weren't doing right? So he didn't make it into the promised land.
That was Moses.
Moses.
Yeah. But this whole thing is of doing it, he did it, and we have to be in the mindset that this is what we're doing because we stand between life and death.
That's right.
We have a ministry that stands between life and death. We're the bridge that can speak
right.
life to the people that are lost.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We have the life and we can speak life to those that are lost. That they can hear the word of God and become saved. Mm. Do we speak life or we just speak trash?
Well,
or we speak life but act trash.
Oh,
which is worse.
So this is the thing that we have to understand is I'm going to be a true follower. I'm looking in this mirror and I want people
right.
to follow me to know God. I got to get myself together.
Right.
Not me, but I got to get myself in a position where I'm studying the word, I'm praying.
Right.
I'm getting in a place where I can learn the word and the word can get in me and then I can become the word alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Bible says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed
by
the
renewing
of your
mind.
But people don't want to get into renewing
nope.
of the mind.
Right.
Line.
Right.
Nope.
Because they like that to comfort. They're comfortable.
You got to get in that line to get renewed.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the hairdresser. Go to the barber shop.
Amen.
Get in line.
Right?
Amen.
You got to take a ticket and get in line.
Amen.
Right? Go to that concert.
That's right.
Lord have mercy. Wait outside in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But won't make an appearance in anybody's Bible study
or
prayer.
Okay.
Lord. All right. So. What we're going to do is we got a couple minutes. We're going to ask the question. What it would be like to follow you at this time?
Ouch.
Amen.
So can someone follow you?
Can someone follow you right now?
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go to the studio. All right, we're going to get some. Oh, oh, jumped off the phone line. Lord have mercy. Come on back. Come on back. Because they follow you right now. You're heading in the right direction.
Right now, someone could follow me right now. Now, when I get home, that may be a different story. But at this moment, yes.
Amen. Follow me. Like, man, it would have been an old me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think someone can follow me now, but still get some things wrong. My faith gets a little weak sometimes, but still seeking the Lord.
Amen.
But I think I can.
Amen. Amen.
I think someone could follow me. And I also believe that in the following, that they might be able to help me. There's some places where, you know, Lord's still working with me, but I know that someone could follow me.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to go to the phone line. I'm going to call the last four digits of your phone number. We're on the air. So we're going to go to 6326. 6326, you're on the air.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, people somehow can't follow me. I believe I'm walking I'm headed in the right direction, so I'm sure that I know somebody is going to follow me.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you for your comment tonight. All right, we're going to go to 4193, can someone follow you today? 4193, last four digits of phone number, 4193. You're on there. All right, let's go to 4626, you're on the air. 4626. All right, must be listening in. All right, we're going to go to 1924. 1924, you're on the air.
Good evening, everyone. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening.
Yes, I believe that someone could follow me for more than one reason. I feel that my first reason was, like the other young lady said, that I'm headed in the right direction. And in And while they're following me, I'm also following someone else. You know, someone higher than me. So, yes, I feel someone could follow me. And right quick, I want to give a shout out to Jessica for what her mother said about her, because evidently she has been listening and she has been following someone, because that young person reached out to her. They could have reached out to anybody, but they reached out to her, and she knew exactly what to say and what to do. And I want to commend her for that, and hope and pray that the rest of our young people will live their lives also, that someone can see and follow them, because you never know who's watching you. You never know.
Amen.
Congratulate her on.
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you for your comments tonight. All right, Sheila G. That's the question of the week of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Of our lives. That's true.
And somebody follow. And I tell people sometimes when people are following you, sometimes you might make a wrong turn.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But God allows you to make a U-turn and get back on
get
the
back
road.
Back on track. Amen. And to be a good leader, you as well have to be a good follower.
Yeah, you have to be a good follower.
So the sister says, sometimes that person will put you in check and say, oh, you know what, you're right.
Exactly. I made a mistake.
It's like, now that you said that, you're right. Because it's like, I expect the better of you.
Right.
You know what, you're right. Thank you for getting me back on the right path. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Dr. G, last comments before you close us out in prayer, sir?
Well, just, to comment on what some folks have said, once you make up in your mind that you're going to follow after Christ, you are still in a growing mode yourself. We haven't reached perfection. As long as we're in these fleshly bodies, we're going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to fall down. We're going to kind of veer off the path a little bit, but as Pastor C said, you can always get back on and turn around. And that's why that verse is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And God is not looking for us to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to be committed.
Amen.
And he'll take care of the perfection. And if we be obedient to what he wants us to do, there'll be blessings in store for us and for those who are following us.
Amen.
And yes, we can learn from those that are following us. All he's looking for is that Holy Ghost boldness that Jessica has.
Amen.
That will
Amen.
Stand up and tell folk like it is. And you need to pray.
Amen.
And with that in mind, let us pray.
Amen.
Eternal God, our Father, we come before you this evening, Lord. We thank you for all that we've been able to study tonight. Lord, we thank you for those that have come out. We thank you for those that are called in. And Lord, I pray that the word has gone out and not just hit a stony rock. But
right.
Lord, I pray that it will hit and linger within their heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Father, we're not perfect. We're nowhere near it.
My
but we strive every day to be better than what we were on yesterday. And Lord, we ask right now that you would give us all that boldness to speak to a dying world. Repent, for the kingdom of hand is at hand.
Lord,
I pray that, some may think that we're crazy. Some may think we're off our rockers. But Lord, if it be, let it be.
Yeah.
For we know who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we thank you for this night.
Yeah.
Thank you for all that you've already done. And Lord, we pray that you would grant us traveling mercy.
Yeah.
And Lord, if it's your will that we awaken on tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Lord, we claim that day in the name,
in the name of Jesus.
And we ask it all right now in the precious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord, we do pray. Amen.
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 Amen. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Prayerfully, we'll see and hear from you on next Thursday night. Good night.